I'm Dante Chinney, director of the Patchwork Nation Project.
This week, Dante, you looked at foreclosure numbers in the Patchwork Nation communities. What do you read out of this data and what it may mean for the U.S. economy and where we're heading?
When I looked at the numbers, the reason I came back and looked at foreclosure numbers, particularly this week, is there have been a round of stories about how there's a whole other wave. It just started to come out now. There's a whole other wave of foreclosures coming, potentially, and what it might mean. So what we did is we looked at what communities might be affected by that. Does that make sense with the numbers we're seeing? Because everybody's kind of speculating at this point. You know, as we have said several times this year, we're really worried about the moneyed burbs because they didn't get hit, these kind of wealthy suburban areas, because they didn't get hit in the first round of foreclosures. But they're starting to get hit more and more now. And they're very important because they're very populous and they're wealthy. They kind of drive the consumer economy. And if the foreclosure problem spreads to them, it does not bode well. It was going to spread to them a little. The question is how much. And we're starting to see now that the spread could be getting worse. And I talked to some people who track foreclosures over at RealtyTrack, and the number's not been released yet for the next month, but they say it looks bad, and they're definitely seeing it spread more into those places now.
And why is foreclosure data an important indicator to watch over time?
Foreclosures at the start of this whole mess were what kind of got us here in the first place. It was the housing bubble, and then it burst, and then everybody lost value in their homes, and it was very bad, and it kind of started the recession. The hope was that we could turn the house, and this is, I know, the Obama administration's hope. The hope is you could turn this housing thing around, at least get it stabilized, and then we would be on the path to something else, you know, some kind of stabilized economy. What we're starting to see now, especially if it drifts more and more into these moneyed burb communities, is it's not really about driving the recession anymore. It's just become another function of the recession, whereas, you know, as unemployment rises, people lose their homes. So you're not really going to be able to, and if it keeps rising, they're going to keep losing their homes. So it's not like you're simply going to be able to fix the foreclosure problem and stabilize that part of the economy. It becomes part of a vicious cycle where unemployment leads to more foreclosures, makes people unstable and narrow, they lose their life savings, you know, and then when they lose their jobs, you know, or if they lose their jobs or a family member lose their jobs, they're just in a very precarious position. It's a little disconcerting, the numbers we're seeing.
And is foreclosure data, is that one of the most important economic indicators that you're tracking in these communities? Are there other indicators that play into this foreclosure?
There is something. We're not tracking it, but the folks at RealtyTrack do. They track delinquent payments. These are the banks report whether or not they have delinquent payments. Then there's a whole different step, but they have delinquent payments. Do they start a foreclosure on the property? And what RealtyTrack has started to see is there's a discrepancy in the delinquent payments and homes they've started foreclosure on. So banks have started foreclosure on. At some point, the question is, do the banks say, well, we've done everything we can. We're trying to help these people with delinquent payments. We've done everything we can. We've got to foreclose. If that happens, then you'll see a big bump in foreclosures, potentially, again, in these wealthy suburban areas, and it would not be, it would be a troubling sign.
That's all the time we have today, Dante. So thanks for your time.
Thank you.